Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 97.1, The Ticket. As we do every Friday during football season, we are joined by Mike Valenti, and my sources tell me he is not leaving this radio station. So I think my sources are right on this one. What's up, Michael?
Man, I was going to say, you got any hot tips? Heard anything good lately?
Whatever. I don't know. Reading Burkett in the Free Press today, I wasn't completely off. We'll leave it at that.
I'll take it. I just like the fact you debunked yourself in an hour before I could get on the air.
I've never
seen that done before.
I know. Well, I didn't expect the release from the Steelers people.
Fabulous.
I know.
Fabulous.
Timing is everything, isn't it?
Who are we hiring? What's the story here? Come on.
I don't know. You know what's interesting is, you know, the GM hire, and I don't know what you had to say about it yesterday. To me, it's everything you hear about the guy is really good, and, you know,
right. Maybe
they get the great GM before anybody else does. But it's also, you know, credentials, resume. It's basically the college version of Bob Quinn. You know, he's done a great job college-wise. Quinn was a pro guy. We know that didn't work. And quite honestly, the draft is more important anyway.
No, but there's two things. One, name me a candidate who's been hired, and the actual things you hear are, oh, yeah, dude's a bum.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him.
Right.
That doesn't know his elbow from his bleep hole. You're never going to hear that. So, that never impresses me. I think the biggest thing will be, and this might not be fair, but how they handle the Matthew Stafford situation mm-hmm. is going to tell me everything I need to know about Brad Holmes. Like, you know, everyone knows this is a rebuild. Anyone with a brain knows it's a rebuild. If you don't trade Matthew Stafford, you're fighting, again, a rebuild. So, look, if he has the autonomy to make a franchise-altering move, will he choose to make it? Those are two questions, and I don't know the answer to it. And I'm not going to, you know, I said it to Rico, and if I'm the voice of reason, we all have a real problem. I just said to Rico, I'm not going to trash the guy
No. Before
I hear from him and before he gets to make a move. But if they don't move Stafford and or take a QB at 7, he's basically starting on an 0-2 count with me.
Well,
That's how I'm viewing this.
I agree. You've got to find a way either at 7 to get the quarterback that you want, or you've got to find a way to move up. And those will all be things that we'll look at Holmes and say, okay, here's where his initial impact is. But the other thing is, in terms of trading Stafford, you've got to have somebody that wants him and is willing to give up some value for him.
Absolutely.
Do you think that if he doesn't do it, it could also signify that there's just not that – the value is not there.
That's why I said and or.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
Ticket 7 is representative of this franchise admitting it hasn't worked. We've picked in the top 10 the last 3 years. We must move forward. No, I agree with you. It takes two. I mean, talking with Dave last week, I had said to him, I think this will be the peak of his value. This is an offseason like none other as far as the quarterback market. Now, mm-hmm. Dave agreed. You guys look at the teams we're going to be watching. We watched Super Wild Card Weekend last weekend. You could see half of these playoff teams in the market for a QB next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's unprecedented. So I think off the top, you have that built in. And then you've got these other teams that are kind of fringy, like a Denver or a San Francisco, due to injuries, they could be in. John, I think you could see as many as 8 teams who would be in that marketplace. Because let's face it, everybody wants Deshaun Watson. Nobody can pay to Piper to get him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not feasible. So, look, I think it would be there. even if it was something, John, where they tried. You know what I know. If you try to trade your quarterback in the NFL, it's going to leak out. So if you hear that, if they try, look, what I don't want is him walking to town, doing a Zoom call, and saying Matthew Stafford's our quarterback. Because then that'll tell me they hired a company man. And I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. I'm just we have to move on.
Who would if you were Brad Holmes, who would you hire as the head coach?
No idea. Mike, you know this. How many times have we talked about this? I don't do the big opinion on GM coach hires because we don't get to interview these guys. We don't know anything about these guys. Like, you're going to have fans today going bananas because Arthur Smith canceled his interview. But would you please, you didn't know who Arthur Smith was 60 days ago. So just cut it out. It's not like hiring a college coach who we know. We know what they look like, what they say, what their offenses look. When you hire a coach, I don't know who Brad Holmes' relationships are. Could it be the young DC from the Rams, Staley, and you wait till the season's over? Sure, I guess. You know, why is Eric Bieniemy not getting a job?
No, we talked about that earlier.
He's a horrible interview is everything I've heard. He's just a horrible interview.
Which you never hear about white candidates, though.
Hey, man, Mike, they could hire him tomorrow. I wouldn't have a negative word.
No.
My issue would be, if you bring him in, how much of that offense is he really responsible for when the greatest play caller of the last quarter century of football is the head coach? That's the problem you will run into. Oh, and by the way, they have Pat Mahomes, who's a cheat code. Mm-hmm. So there are reasons where you don't hire him. I don't know. I think the thing I am surprised about is how long this has taken, and now the dominoes have really started to fall coaching-wise. So today would be that day, wouldn't it? Unless you already had a handshake agreement and you were going to try to hire Brad Holmes' guy from L.A.
Or
I don't know.
Or they've had their guy already, and Brad Holmes said, okay, I'm okay with him, and it's somebody like Dan Campbell who's still playing.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing they're fighting against. And look, they are who they are. It's a lousy organization. It's no secret. Everyone knows it. And it was one of, if not the weakest opening for GM and coach in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt.
So don't be shocked when you don't come home with Urban Meyer or you don't come home. Look, the one that surprised me, truthfully, fellas, and again, we don't get to see the interviews. We don't know if the guy really wanted it or not. There was a window. The Saleh hiring took a lot longer than I imagined. I thought he would literally go interview, hired. He actually was able to interview multiple places, go do a second interview, and they weren't a part of that. And that was really bizarre, too, because after he interviewed here, you got those, you know, and again, agents leak things, and people leak, oh, well, he didn't interview as well as, you know, person X. And you're like, really? That doesn't add up. So that's the only thing I'm surprised about. That seemed to be one of those preordained things, like Saleh to Detroit. And it just, I don't know, it never gained any steam.
Yep. Well, we have four good games this weekend. Is there, of the four, if you could only watch one, which one are you watching?
I can only watch one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible thought.
I know.
I mean, it would have to be Breeze and Brady, a game where I mutually loathe both quarterbacks to an unhealthy level, and like I just wish both would retire. So yeah, it would be that one. Either I get to see Drew Brees, you know, look like a child at quarterback, or I get to see Brady, you know, look like an idiot again. So I end up happy either way. But those are two really good rosters.
They are really good rosters, and I think that game will be fun for a lot of the reasons you talked about, just to watch those two go at it. Is there a matchup like maybe a Jalen Ramsey and
Adams?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that I'm looking at. And maybe even more so Aaron Rodgers and what he can do if Devontae Adams is taken out of the game by a Jalen Ramsey.
Well, John, that's the interesting part, too. And when you look at even if you just look at Jalen, what he does game by game against big receivers, I mean, a big game against him is three catches for 33 yards. He just takes them away. So you're right, the secondary guys. I think the bigger question I would have is, okay, we know Donald's going to play. How healthy is he? If Aaron Donald's healthy and that Paco line is all kinds of banged up, he's one of the only D linemen in my lifetime I've ever seen that can single-handedly just destroy a game plan. You know, he's not just that edge guy or inside guy. He's everything. He's everywhere. So it would really be, okay, your guard center combo on most snaps of how you handle Aaron Donald. I mean, he's never singled. He's always doubled. I mean, if they could drop a bowling ball on him, they would do that too. So, like, just moving him around. I mean, the Pack were so desperate for linemen, they signed Velda here right off of the Colts squad after they lost.
Yeah,
then he popped COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
So I, that would be the other one. I think matchup-wise, John, no, you've nailed it. Those, like, two individual guys are the best guys at their position, and the Rams have them both.
By the way, Brad Holmes drafted Aaron Donald.
Oh, well, that was a layup.
I know, because
we're on the air saying Sue is leaving you.
Oh, I know.
Draft the insurance policy.
Of course.
And I'm an idiot. I mean, come on. They had to throw a party when you saw the Lions take Eric Ebron, a guy with a 12% drop rate in college.
I know.
Awesome. Where do I sign?
Holmes needs to be asked that. Like,
what was your reaction?
How shocked were you?
Did you pop a boner? Yes.
Will you take a tight end in the top 10 ever?
Yeah, Gov, you know the funniest part, too? We were talking about this. Like, you know, I got a call the other day, and it was, oh, we should take Surtain. I said, let me just get this straight.
Please.
You will have had four top 10 picks, and you will have gone – tight end, corner. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah. Yes.
Just quit.
Root for another team.
I've been listening to you guys a little bit, and Rico's been trolling you with the Surtain stuff.
He is, because he knows how to push my buttons. But, yeah, I just do me a favor. Find a big person and take him in the top 10. That's kind of how you win. Just get the best O-lineman or D-lineman or quarterback. Those are the ground rules. Super Bowl teams don't go up there and futz around taking quarterbacks or safeties. Stop.
Right. And now, allegedly, Patricia wanted Derek Brown and got overruled, obviously.
I stand by it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that flat out. And that was their personnel department. And when, you know, Matty Patty got up there and did his, you know, B.A. Baraka routine, you could shoot it down in a heartbeat. What was he supposed to say?
I know.
Yeah, Mike got us on this one.
I
stand by it. There was no love for Okuda there. And by the way, did he, for one second, as head coach, play like a guy who really was happy with that first-round pick?
No.
Trusted that first-round pick?
No.
Stand by it.
Yeah, absolutely. One final thing. Can Lamar Jackson run in the snow?
Man, I just – if he needs to run for 136 for them to win, you're in a lot of trouble. I like watching Lamar, and I know he won the MVP, and that was fun, right? And he's a Madden cover guy. I don't know that I'd want him on my team. Because it's still going to come down to 3rd and 9, fourth quarter, 3:18 to go. And if you don't convert this, you're in real trouble. And I just, when he drops back to pass, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just not there. The running and the acrobatics and the amazing deep ball he'll cut loose once a game, that's all awesome. But can you still drop back and throw a ball where it needs to be, when it needs to be there, to who it needs to be to? And that's, I still just look at him and I go, oh, my God, there's like 5 or 6 plays a game. And you're like, Jesus, what are you doing? Have you played before?
I agree.
Michael, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the games. And we will talk to you before the conference championship games next Friday.
You got it, guys. Enjoy them.
Thank you very much. That's Mike Vellani, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.